Johnny Dee, you coming out here today?
You know, after I met Cora on video conference, I knew exactly what I was getting myself into. The committee has done an awesome job in preparing for Dolly Day, and I think they're going to have over-delivered on their promise to make this something special. I think they're going to set the record, but I also think they're going to break a record for their charity fundraising, too.
Have you ever seen something like this before?
Never. No, I've never experienced it in my life.
Yeah, yeah.
But it reminds me a lot of when Dolly visits us at the park. We host a parade, and we have an old car that we decorate with flowers, and then she gets a chance to drive around the park and say hello to everyone. And it creates quite a stir when she does that. And this excitement reminds me a little bit of that feeling.
And she gave the big approval for this as well?
Oh, for sure. You know, she does so many things for so many people. And with the way cancer has impacted families all over the world, this is just a really easy way for us to give back and help make a difference.
I'm Donal.
Donal, where are you from?
I'm from Lesole, but living in Ate.
Donal, you got all dressed up here for Dolly Day. Tell us about your outfit first.
Well, I've had to go to Whelan's and buy a pair of booty shoes. And then a nice denim jacket and a couple of balloons under my white shirt. So I think I got one of the best cleavages around here at the moment. You know, I'm very proud of it.
And like that, there's plenty of men here dressed up as well. Did you have to be convinced?
No. My brother was somehow involved in it, so I was just told you need to be in this thing, so that's what I did, yeah.
And what does it mean to you when you see everyone here dressed up, you know, good crack, everyone is smiling?
I think, you know, it's brilliant for Lesole, you know, it's great community spirit in Lesole. And the fact that they do this and they've done the Nun Day, people just get stuck in and have a bit of fun, so it's a great crack.
And that's community at the heart, isn't it? People getting stuck in, dressed up, balloons in their tops.
Yeah, yeah. No, like a community willing to be a bit stupid, but having fun doing it, you know, so it's great.
My name is Roisin.
And Roisin, where are you from?
We're from Connemara. There's five of us here together celebrating my birthday, and we all came down from Galway today. And some of us, as you see, are wearing fake boobs. Some of us don't need it for Dolly Parton. And we all have the wigs, and it's for a fantastic charity. And we came down from Galway to celebrate this with you.
And where did you hear of it, if you're coming down from Galway?
My friend Cliona and all her friends organised this for my birthday, and they just told me this is a Dolly Day, and when I found out about it I hadn't a clue, so I just kind of followed the crowd and we all came together today. So we're staying in a hotel, we're staying overnight, and we just can't wait.
And you know that when I was driving into Lesole this afternoon, I noticed in most of the shops and businesses here you see a wig in every window.
Yes, they're selling them everywhere. And I was looking on Instagram and Facebook, and all you could see was lingerie shops and men going in with fake balloons and trying on bras, you name it, anything to look like Dolly.
And isn't that just the nicest thing, though, when
fabulous.
You think about it? Everyone's smiling here, everyone's laughing, everyone's giving it a go.
And we don't have any rain, because we thought the wigs said ever they were going to be ruined. Ruined.
And it's supporting two Kerry charities as well, you know, like that. Cancer does touch a lot of lives in people, so it's lovely to celebrate them and, you know, help them as well.
Yes, yes. And that's one of the reasons that the girls had organised this, because of it's touched all of our families in some way or another. So it's fantastic thing to support, and we're having so much fun.
Mary Barry.
Mary, and where are you from?
Abbeyfield.
You're here down in Dolly Day. Tell me, how long have you been planning to come down here?
Oh, I'd say since we heard about it first. So
there's a great atmosphere around, isn't
it? Great atmosphere and a great crowd and lovely style, lovely wigs.
Did it take long to get organised?
Oh, not too bad. The dinner, I suppose, is always handy.
And who's here with you?
My friend Veronica from Abbeyfield, and my mother is after coming in to see what's happening, and my sister and my son.
Oh, I loved it. And were you all excited coming down?
We were. And my other son is at home. We left him farming. He's drawing in bales.
I wonder, will he miss it?
So he won't miss it, no.
And it's lovely as well, again, for two great Kerry charities as well to support.
It is great. Great charities. Yes. My husband passed away in palliative care 3.5 years ago, so they'd be all dear to our hearts, yeah. Close to our hearts, yeah.
And so I'm sure he's up there laughing now down at you in the time of your life.
You can be sure he's laughing at us.
What's your own name?
Brenna.
Brenna, and where are you from?
Kerry.
Okay, and what are you dressed up today as, Dolly?
I know.
Are you having loads of fun?
Yeah.
Yeah, and did you expect as many people to come out?
Nope.
Nope. And can you play the guitar, or is it here for props?
I cannot even play the guitar.
What would you do if Dolly Parton was here today? Would you go up to her?
I don't know.
And who are you here with?
My mom, cousin Mila, my cousin Emma, Noel,
Tara,
Jackie,
and
Helen.
That's it. What's your own name?
Lisa.
Lisa, and you're here today at Dolly Day. There's a good few over here. Isn't it great, crack?
Oh my God, it's just amazing. Yeah. And you know what? It's just so innocent, and everybody is out, and everybody's cheering everybody on, and it's such a good cause, because everyone knows somebody with breast cancer, and that's what it's all about.
And isn't it a lovely way of seeing, you know, one thing I always point out is community coming together, but oh my goodness, this is a huge community.
This is just unreal. Like, you have everybody just... is here for it, the same person. It's just, I can't put my words in it. It's just brilliant. The crack is brilliant, like.
So, and what time were you getting dressed up today?
We got ready, or we started getting ready, I suppose, about 11:30, 12 o'clock. And we came into town, we had something to eat, and she had her guitar, and we just sang and danced around the corners, and everybody was cheering everybody on.
Do you think we'll break the record?
Hopefully, will we?
Maybe.
Ah, oh, we will.
My own name is Holly. Well, Dolly, sorry. It's actually Dolly, not Holly. But today, I'm Dolly. Some days, I'm a Holly, but you know.
And where does Holly or Dolly come from?
Tennessee, Nashville. No, I'm from Cork, in Bishopstown, Cork. Yeah, so we traveled all the way down to the kingdom where we want to be from just to have an absolute hooly for Dolly Day. And it's what a laugh, what a turnout, what fun is about to be had. I love it. It's brilliant.
And it's lovely to support two Kerry charities.
Oh,
well,
big time.
Touches a lot of people.
Listen, that was the main reason that we came down. But then as well, then, you know, like, it's just to raise money for a good charity. And, you know, and that's, we all know this is close to our own heart. And to come down, have a bit of a crack, agus ciol, and a few points in the mix. How bad?
And do you think we'll break the record?
I hope so. Listen, I think we need to get 250 to get us across the line. And I think 1,500 tickets sold out. And there's a few dollies astray. So listen, today is the day.
My name is Steve.
Steve, where do you come from?
Listowel.
Can you please describe your outfit, Steve?
I am Christmas Dolly.
And where did you get the outfit and everything? And the red lipstick really suits you, Steve, I must say.
A lot of effort went in now. And the costume design, I have to give credit to my daughter and my wife for the costumes. So.
And did you have a good crack getting dressed up today?
Of course I did, yeah. There's a big gang in the house today and we're all here, so good crack.
And what time did you come out today?
What time did we come out? We came out at about 4:30.
And how long have you been queuing? The queue is huge.
Oh, the queue is humongous. It's just going on forever. Honest to God.
I knew when someone said, oh, the count will be done by 6:30, and I say, you can add another hour and a half onto that.
No, definitely another hour and a half. Can't you see here? They're only starting the queue there, like, you know? So, long way to go yet.
Lovely charities and lovely causes to support as well, which is
great.
A big
it's
thing.
It's a great cause, and Listowel is a great town for support, and the surrounding community is a great town and great community to support something like this. You know, has been.
And I suppose as a Listowel person yourself, you must see a lot of events like this carrying out.
It's a great town. There's always something. You've got St. John's, you've got the Race Week, you've got the Writers Week, you've got food fairs. There's always something cultural going on and crack going on here, like, you know, always.
And in saying that as well, I've been talking to a few people. People are coming down from Galway, Cork, whatnot. There's people overseas.
My daughter came up from UCC today and crowd came with her this morning. Like, so, you know, it's just a good vibe.
Where do you come from, Tom?
I'm from Mallow.
Okay, did you come down here especially today for Dolly Day?
I did come down especially, but now I have a link. I'm married in locally to Rahi, so we came especially for the weekend.
Very good. Tell me about your outfit. Number one, is it comfortable?
When you say outfit, this is what I do normally on a Saturday night. I'm just surprised there's so many people who are copying me now. There's over 2,000 looks like copying me tonight. But I bought most of it in a charity outfit. I come here, psst, do you know anybody wants to buy a few boobs? I have some spare ones here in a bag.
Well, you know what I have to say, your pink is definitely your colour.
I think so, yeah. That's my face you're talking about there, is it?
Tell me, it's a lovely event to get involved with. Look at all the people over here now. You have a good view when we stand up on this hill. So many blonde wigs.
I know, it is great. somebody's made a fortune selling blonde wigs. But do you know what? It's great. Isn't it fantastic? But I was actually saying to some of my friends earlier on, it's a statement about Kerry and about Listowel, how proud we are, and we're not afraid to stand out and do something for the right cause. And it's a great charity and a great cause. So for anybody who hasn't donated already, please do give some money. The hospice is a great charity.
So I'm going to ask a quick favour. I know that Dolly couldn't be here today, but she knows I'm here, and I'd like to start a video on my phone, and I want you all to say hi, Dolly, okay? Let's let her know. That's so awesome. So without ado, how about a countdown starting from 10? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Finally, to all you out there, we know that there's lots of you here that may be going through your own journey. We know that there's lots of you here that may have lost somebody to cancer. And we would just like for 2 minutes to clap for everybody that has lost their lives.
Cora, how long did this take to organise?
It's actually, we started it before COVID. We were supposed to do it during COVID, but it didn't. So it's been going on since then. But I suppose it's definitely 12 months. Yeah.
And the importance of doing this and taking the extreme idea, did you think this many people would come out today?
No. No, we did. Well, I suppose we did. We did break a record in 2012 for the largest gathering of people dressed as nuns. So we were kind of estimating that maybe, hence why I'm dressed as a nun today. So we were kind of thinking that maybe we might get the same crowd. But I suppose so many people love Dolly Parton. So many Dolly Parton fans have turned up. So yeah, it's absolutely blown
and
us away.
And getting the backing of Dollywood and Dolly World, whatever you call it, that must have been amazing.
Oh yeah, absolutely amazing. We're just so blown out of the water to have had Eugene Nocton here, the president of Dollywood. And they also gave us a great prize to auction, which is auctioned and going to be auctioned on June 28th. You can look that up in shepherds.ie, and that's for an overnight stay for 6 people. Two will stay on the Dolly's bus, and the other 4 then will be staying in the hotel and tickets to the resort. And Eugene says whoever the highest bidder, he said they will be so well taken care of that it's definitely something that if you have the money to go bid for.
And you broke the record today. What was the number?
I'm not 100% sure just yet. So I suppose we have to wait for it to be ratified by Guinness. So that takes about 12 weeks. So hopefully we will have broken the record. Yeah, it's definitely over 1,100 anyway.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever expect that?
I don't know. I kind of did and I didn't, you know. I thought we would definitely get over 250 people dressed correctly because the world records, their guidelines were very, very strict. Like, as you can see from today, everybody had to be photographed. There had to be, their outfits had to be something that Dolly had worn in a public performance. So people went to great efforts to do that, in fairness to them, Listowel and beyond, and where everybody came from. They've done Dolly proud anyway today.
And two lovely Kerry charities that were being supported today.
Yeah, so all the money raised is going completely to the Kerry Hospice and to Comfort for Chemo. And I know that we've had a lot of people here today that have been on the chemotherapy journey, and we've also had a lot of people that have come through the hospice. So I think we're doing it all for them.
And what does it mean to you today?
Well, I suppose I was able to see firsthand the my mother-in-law and father-in-law came through the hospice, and my brother, just at Christmas. So I could see the care that was being given to him and us, his family. The staff in the hospice were absolutely amazing.
Well, you should be so proud of yourself. They're all so proud of you. The whole community of the school and beyond are so proud, Cora. And this is a day that you'll remember forever.
Thank you.